2026 Global Trend Map, a year when uncertainty stops being an event and becomes the environment. In 2026, it may be hard for anyone to say with confidence that we are clearly in a recovery phase or that a downturn is inevitable. Even if overall growth does not collapse, trade, regulation, war, climate, and technology can shake the world at the same time, and companies and individuals may come to value structures that can absorb shocks more than a single clear direction. That is why the trends of 2026 are closer to system-level change than to catchy buzzwords. The 11 items below are chain trends that are likely to be created as the economy, culture, and IT interlock and move together. 1. Low growth, many variables, and the operating style of a high-volatility economy. In 2026, the core issue is less about guessing which industries will do well and more about designing operations that can endure. Companies may treat detailed operational design as competitiveness, focusing on cash flow, inventory, pricing strategy, foreign exchange risk management, and diversification of sourcing lines rather than investments justified only by revenue growth. Even if interest rates and inflation gradually ease, shocks can arrive irregularly. A single geopolitical headline can swing exchange rates and commodity prices and suddenly freeze consumer sentiment, and such scenes may repeat. The more that happens, the more preparation matters over prediction. Instead of fixing one plan, it may become common to keep multiple scenarios and allocate cash and people flexibly. Individuals may show a similar pattern. Rather than expanding short-term consumption, more people may focus on managing fixed costs and diversifying income. Instead of relying only on salary increases from a single job, income diversification such as project-based work, side jobs, and online selling may feel more natural, and optimizing living fixed costs including insurance, loans, and housing expenses may move to the center of everyday strategy. 2. The moment when supply chain blossization shows up, not as ideology, but as cost. As long as trade and technology geopolitics persist, friendshoring can become not a slogan, but a number printed on financial statements. In 2026, building alternative procurement networks for core materials, parts, and equipment may become full-scale and explicitly costed. Companies may prioritize places that do not break over places that are cheapest. Then production bases can fragment by region, and structures that duplicate production of the same product across multiple regions can increase. In the short term, it is higher cost, but in the long term, it resembles an insurance premium that reduces disruption risk. In this process, regions that can serve as intermediate hubs such as Mexico, Southeast Asia, and Eastern Europe may become more important. But since political risk never disappears entirely anywhere, the supply chain map is unlikely to be a simple move from China to one alternative. It may become a multi-axis distribution. Therefore, the manufacturing strategy of 2026 can shift from where to build a single factory to how to route each component and how quickly alternative routes can be activated in a crisis. 3. Carbon shifts from an environmental issue to a trade gate in 2026. In 2026, carbon regulation may cross a turning point, moving from the language of declarations and campaigns to the language of customs and contracts. Setting a goal to reduce emissions is no longer enough. It becomes necessary to prove, with data, how much is emitted in which process, and those data can become part of transaction terms. Moreover, carbon-related systems often start in one region and then trigger policy competition in others. As a result, exporters may need not only to build a green image, but also to establish product-level emissions calculation systems and secure emissions data across the entire supply chain. What matters here can be organizational more than technical. If production, quality, and procurement teams each move separately, data will not be consistent. Carbon data may need to be standardized like accounting, with record-keeping designed for external audit or verification. In the short term, this can feel annoying and expensive, but in the long term, it becomes a cost of protecting market access. In 2026, carbon regulation may increasingly influence price bargaining power, creating scenes where low-emission processes earn a premium and high-emission processes become a discount factor. 4. Power and data centers become the hidden bottleneck of the 2026 economy. The more AI and digitization grow, the more electricity can set an upper bound on growth. A data center is not just a building stacked with servers. It is a complex infrastructure that includes the grid, cooling, telecom networks, land use, and permitting. In 2026, competition for securing power may become as visible as competition for model performance. For companies, the key may shift from where to build a data center to how to secure long-term power contracts and how to resolve transmission bottlenecks. For countries, data centers can be targets for industrial attraction, but at the same time, they consume large amounts of power and water, so local acceptance and environmental regulation can collide. Therefore, in 2026, energy policy debates such as grid expansion, renewable build-out, nuclear utilization, and energy storage investment may appear more often as arguments directly tied to digital competitiveness. Ultimately, the speed of AI diffusion can be determined not only by algorithmic innovation, but also by what power infrastructure allows. 5. Work moves from chatbots to agents, and regulation follows and locks in. In 2026, IT may shift from AI that answers to AI that finishes work. Demand may grow to automate the flow of work itself, not just summarize emails or meetings, but also coordinate schedules, draft approval documents, handle customer inquiries, and manage inventory ordering. The key here is integration. Internal enterprise systems have different permission structures and logging formats, and for AI to move safely across them, access control and record keeping are essential. So in 2026, AI adoption and governance may harden into a single package. It must be recorded who executed what with which authority. It must be possible to roll back when errors occur, and sensitive information must not leak outside. Agents can be convenient, but when something goes wrong, damage can be large. Therefore, early adoption may lean towards semi-automation where humans give final approval, and as verification accumulates, the scope of automatic execution may gradually expand. 6. A society where the cost of distinguishing real from fake surges. Generative AI lowers the cost of producing content, but raises the cost of verification. In 2026, deepfakes, fake official notices, and impersonated customer responses may become more sophisticated, and both companies and individuals may face situations where they must prove trust more often. Companies may need stronger official channel operations to respond quickly to false videos or fake announcements aimed at their brands, and individuals may be more frequently exposed to financial fraud and identity theft. This trend is directly linked to cybersecurity. It is not only hacking, but also taking authority by deceiving people that can increase. So, in 2026, security may become not only the job of technical departments, but a matter of all employee training and process design. At the same time, society-wide demand may grow for trust infrastructure such as source authentication, watermarking, and the strengthening of official records. In the end, in a flood of information, the ability to prove who is real can become competitiveness. 7. Reindustrialization, where defense and industry reconnect. In 2026, expanded defense spending may increasingly connect not only to military issues, but to industrial and employment policy. Defense procurement often involves long-term contracts, which then require production facilities and workforce development. In that process, more cases may appear where existing manufacturing such as automotive, machinery, and materials is incorporated into defense supply chains or converted toward them. In addition, as areas with a high software share such as drones, satellites, ISR, and cyber defense gain prominence, IT companies may also become important players in the defense ecosystem. However, because defense has strict export controls and technology regulation, even if the market grows, it is not easy to expand freely. So the defense trend of 2026 may take the form of growth accompanied by rising regulation and standards competition. Industrially, it may not only be civilian technology being absorbed into military use, but also military technology spinning off into civilian applications. 8. Culture becomes shorter and more addictive. A noticeable cultural trend in 2026 is fast, short-form storytelling. Vertical video and serialized content change not only the length, but also the structure of production, distribution, and monetization. As production costs fall, experimental works can increase. Platform algorithms optimize around completion rate, and narratives are pushed to deliver faster twists and stronger hooks. Viewers may become accustomed to consuming short episodes in sequence rather than long runtime works, and brand marketing may shift from one-off ads to serialized story content. However, this structure can also trigger stimulus inflation. So in 2026, while short content explodes, fatigue may rise at the same time, and differentiation may split across factors such as narrative depth, production aesthetics, and community cohesion. 9. The platform economy solidifies toward creators becoming media. Creators may operate as mainstream media in 2026 rather than as a peripheral phenomenon. For advertisers, shifting from blanket spending on large media outlets to precise targeting at the creator level may look more attractive. Creators are not only producers, but also product planners and community operators. Thus, the platform economy may accelerate toward a direction where the content industry, distribution, and e-commerce merge into one body. At the same time, institutionalization follows. Issues such as misleading advertising disclosures, copyright, and labeling of AI-generated content can grow, making not only individual creator talent, but also contracts, legal support, and operational systems more important. 2026 may be a year when creators grow further and also become more managed and more regulated. 10. Travel continues to recover, but price, safety, and politics change the routes. Tourism demand may remain more resilient than expected. However, the travel trend of 2026 is less about traveling more and more about where and how people travel. High prices, airfares, geopolitical tension, and climate risk can change traveler routes. Short, frequent trips to nearby destinations may increase, or safety, insurance, and cancellation policies may become important purchase conditions. On the industry side, the premiumization of experiences may continue. Products that combine content such as local cultural experiences, performances, and sports events rather than just lodging and transport may strengthen. At the same time, if local acceptance and environmental regulation tighten, mechanisms to reduce overtourism such as reservation systems or visitor taxes may spread, which can change travel behavior itself. 11. Aging, care, and labor shortages redesign industry. Aging is not a phenomenon that suddenly begins in 2026, but it may be felt more strongly through costs and institutions. Care industries such as medical care, long-term care, rehabilitation, and mental health can expand, and companies may try to fill skilled labor shortages through automation, reskilling, and changes in immigration policy. Consumption structure can change as well. Because older consumers often shift from goods toward health maintenance, relationships, and experiences, industries such as wellness, insurance, housing, and mobility may be reshaped. Another axis is productivity. In an environment where fewer people can work, technology and operations that raise productivity matter more. Robots and automation may spread from manufacturing into logistics, care, and service, and technologies that assist human work may commercialize faster. Ultimately, the core question of 2026 may be less about what percentage growth is and more about how to raise productivity and care at the same time in a world where demographic structure is changing.